Welcome to LeagueCast.
Blinded by the shadow of your light path. Headshot.
Let's go. More democracy.
Welcome to the League of Dreaming.
Hello, and welcome to episode 398 of the LeagueCast podcast. I'm your host, Nick the King Cooper, joining me in Frost Rock Arts.
Hey, I'm here. What's good?
Colton, Blue Basket Sweat.
Hey, I'm here. Not my match history.
Not your match history?
Yeah, that's not good.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I was continuing the bit that Aiden started.
Oh.
In a clever way.
Very clever.
It's always clever when you have to explain the joke.
I mean, Nick, I think I always have to explain the joke to you.
True. I'm a big dumb.
No, you're smooth, you're smooth brain.
Very smooth, large brain. Hey, this week, we don't have a lot of news, so instead, we're going to talk about LeagueCast and our current plans for it, which is going to be pretty fun. We have a couple of reviews. What are we doing? Are we doing Champion Spotlight? Are we doing Metakaiser?
I didn't really prepare much for it.
Yeah, we're going to skip that. We're doing roundtable again. We got a cheese pick. We got a little tiny baby bit of LCS. We'll have a lot more next week. And then we're going to round it out with some emails. But first, Aiden, how was your week?
My week was good, my friend. I played some League. I had fun playing League for the most part. I've been playing Pyke a lot. I think Pyke is not only probably a top three support in the game, but he's also a top three fun support in the game, which I think is more important a lot of the time. So I've been playing him a lot. I changed my account name on one of my Smurfs to a Hot IRL.
Do you
want to
say what it was going to be before?
It was going to be Big Cums, which I think is a funnier account name, but apparently you're not allowed to have the word Cums in your name on NA. It's only NA, by the way. You're allowed to have cum or cums in your name on any other server, but just NA. So I wasn't allowed to have Big Cums as my account name.
That's disappointing for all of us, honestly.
Try Thick Ropes.
I think Hot IRL is good, though, so I'm
thick
happy
Thick Ropes.
That. Yeah. That's my hobby at night when I can't fall asleep. I just think of account names. I feel like I'm actually pretty good at thinking of account names overall.
I think so, too.
It's like a talent, kind of. Yeah, so I played some League, had some fun, got Trevor to Diamond again, which was fun. A bit of a journey, but we've made it, so that's cool. I've been trying to 100% Kingdom Hearts 3, and that game, I'm pretty well all the way there. I have to do these stupid gummy spaceship missions, and god, that game is so the gummy spaceship missions have always been shit in all the games, and they're still shit in this game, and but they're required a lot more for 100% of the game in this game than the other ones. So I don't know. I might be at the end of not completing it, because I have to grind to get different stuff to make my ship better to be able to do the stuff at this point. So I don't know.
Have you 100%ed every Kingdom Hearts prior?
Yeah, I have. Ooh. I've even in Kingdom Hearts 2 is my favorite. I've even gotten every chest in that game, for example, which I think is going more than 100%. But yeah, I wanted to finish it, but I've done enough. I even accidentally came across the secret boss in the game. There's always a secret boss that's super, super hard, Sephiroth in Kingdom Hearts 1 sort of thing. Yeah. And I beat him without knowing it was the secret boss, which was kind of sad.
Oh.
And it wasn't very hard either, because I already grinded to level 99. Usually the bosses are a challenge even when you're level 99. But it was not hard at all, so that's all right.
Yeah, I feel if you find a secret and don't know it's a secret, that's always disappointing.
Yeah.
The entire point of something being hidden is the joy you get when you find it. And if you just come across, you're just oh, I guess that was there.
And it's always been hard enough that even if you're fully leveled up, even if you have the ultimate keyblade, it's still a challenge sort of thing. You have to equip certain metals so you're good against the strengths of the creature or whatever. If it has a bunch of fire damage, you'd equip a bunch of fire resistance and stuff. No, I didn't even have to ultimate keyblade. My goal was to get the ultimate keyblade, which is what I'm doing all these stupid gummy missions for right now, and then gonna do it. But I accidentally ran into it and beat it without it, so I don't even know, man. My life's been turned upside down.
Yikes.
How far along are you in your winning on every champion ADZ?
I still haven't beat Annie, which is a little bit hard, but I don't know. I'll do it like whatever I want, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking I might take that mantle up and stream it, because every time I stream ranked games, I lose them. But every time I stream normal games, it goes great.
Yeah, you should do it. You should even like take over from me. I think that'd be fun.
I think I can play like the 5 champions you got through.
You're a pussy, dude. I did it really well.
You did it amazingly. I won't be able to compare it to your skill level, but I can make up for a lack of talent with effort. That's what I learned from Naruto.
True. Oh, speaking of Naruto, I've watched a lot of that show again. I got from last time I updated you guys, I think I just started Shippuden. And now I finished like the Pain arc. So I'm like a good ways through. I'm like 2/5 of the way through, I guess. So
Pain's pretty
fun.
Cool.
Pain's pretty cool. The only thing I'm sad about is I feel like it was hyped up so much. It was still fucking sick, by the way, because it was like probably like 8 episodes worth of like just fighting. Mm-hmm. But like I feel like it was hyped up so much that like now I'm not sure how much there is like that's gonna be as good as it.
Probably nothing.
Yeah, a lot of people say Pain is like the best fight, but a lot of people say like the final Naruto Sasuke fight is pretty good though too. So I don't know anything about that. So gotcha. We'll see. Yeah, I'm
personally
excited.
I think the first fight between Naruto and Kakashi when he's still a genin, that's the best fight.
Yeah.
Definitely. Where he gives him the little shocker.
Yeah.
The secret leaf taijutsu.
Yeah, no, it's fun though. I think that's all. Yeah, I think that's all.
Nice. How are you, Colin?
My week's pretty good. I played a lot of Orianna in ranked and went roughly 50-50. The buffs were nice, but I don't think they really addressed her biggest problem, which is a not too great laning phase right now. Right, because just adding damage and a ratio to the ultimate, like, yeah, I guess it's nice after 6, but like, it doesn't make your laning any better. It just makes your mid and late game team fights stronger, which she was already fine at if you could get to that point and be even. That being said, still really fun character, I think really well designed, and it's hard to not overbuff her, so I think maybe some more adjustments in the future might happen. If not, I think she's still in an okay spot. Aside from that, I have just been chilling, I guess. I mean, I've been watching Naruto as well, not nearly as far through as Aiden. I think I'm at, like, the Akutsuki versus Gaara first fight is where I just kind of started. And then that's pretty much it. I've been playing some more For the King. I haven't touched that game in probably a year, so it's, like, difficult again, which is interesting. Like, right, I've forgotten enough, and I think they've also patched it, like, 3 or 4 times since, and I think they've increased the difficulty. Either that or I'm really bad, but I think they did make some things a little bit more difficult. Other than that, yeah, I've just been kind of working and hanging out and playing ARAMs, so I'd say that's about it for my week, and I'll hand it over to you, Mr. Cooper.
Played a little bit of League, mostly ARAMs when I have the time. This past weekend, I went to Halloween Horror Nights at Universal's. Singular?
Yeah.
It was fun. It was a good time. I feel like the haunted houses were a little bit overhyped. They mostly were just jump scares and loud noises, which after the first one aren't too scary, like, to be honest.
That's most haunted houses, I feel, is it's like a lot of just surprise, because like there's only so much you can do with like, this is a really well-made costume. Like, well, I still know it's a costume. It's not that scary.
Yeah. I just mean like, oh, okay. I can see that there's a corner here. There's a guy, like, for sure. Oh, I saw him scare the guy in front of me. Very cool.
So did you go all the way down to Orlando?
Yes, we went all the way down to Orlando.
Wow, I didn't know that. I thought you were just, like, going somewhere. I didn't know it was actually at Universal. Wow.
Yeah, we went all the way down to Orlando. It's only, like, a 4-hour drive.
That's not that bad, actually.
No, it's not that bad. I left after work on Friday. We went Friday night. And Saturday night, I wanted to cut my legs off because we stood/walked around for about 10 hours on Saturday.
And that was rough, but
the number one fun. Thing, Nick, you have to do next time you go, I feel like this is like a great like thing to do, Kennedy and I really want to do it, is around the world at Epcot. But the drinks, have you ever like seen this?
Yeah, I've heard
about it. So they have all different countries, right, that you've like, well, Epcot has this area where it's like all the different countries, right? I think there's 11 different like areas, and every, you can get this, I don't know if it's like a pass or it's just like each drink is like $5 or overpriced or like $7 or whatever, right? And you get a drink at every single country, and you go around, they all have like a drink from their that country.
That's pretty cool.
So you have 11 drinks in like a couple hours. It's a fun idea though.
Yeah, that's crazy, huh? That sounds fun. But yeah, that was, I mean, that was pretty much it. It was fun. We only went to Universal. We didn't even buy like the full tickets. We just bought the Halloween ones. But they were fun. It was a good time. I would go again. Preferably with more sitting though.
Yeah.
Breaks. Yeah, I think that was pretty much it. So let's get into not the news, cause we don't really have anything. I guess it's still news.
Kind of the news.
Yeah, LeagueCast news. So this past week, we had a discussion, finally, 3 months in the making, about the direction of the show, sort of things that have been happening recently. We came to a couple conclusions. First off, we are going to be
firing Drew as the schedule.
Firing Drew, yeah. Unfortunately, this is his last episode. No. So I think first off, we're going to be capping the episodes at 2.5 hours. Just because after a day of work for all of us, it becomes quite difficult to do anything past that, I think. Generally speaking, I think our episodes are usually shorter than 2.5 hours anyway. So this won't affect any but a lot of the long ones. And then anything we didn't do, we'll just push back to another week. And I guess that mostly is emails. I guess emails is a good transition. We didn't do it this week, but that's okay. We are going to be proofreading the emails before we put them into into the show. And anything that is, that we kind of think is too long, we will be sort of summarizing. So if you don't read exactly like word for word what your email is, like what you sent in as an email, in the future, please try to sort of condense that into something that isn't one of us reading something for 5 minutes, because I think that's kind of rough for everyone. That being said, you can still send in long emails. Just try to make them pretty concise and, you know, to the point where you can. Onto like probably the most fun. Well, we'll save that. We'll save that next. November 1st is our tentative Patreon rework, hopefully for the last time. We are going to be putting a lot of effort into it, into keeping up with it, and hopefully that will work out. We're going to be moving OPGG reviews to our Patreon. If you want us to review your OPGG on a monthly basis, we will not be doing them on the show, but we will do them if you give us some money, like $5, I think is what we talked about.
Just to justify this really quick, because it does sound like, oh, these past couple weeks we kind of say a line, then that's the thing. We decided that a OPRG review on a podcast that goes out to 4,000 to 5,000 people it turns the podcast from a, I at least believe that very few people benefit other than the one individual person who sent in the review. Therefore, it kind of like is not good content, if you will. So we've kind of been putting less effort into them, like on the show, like, oh, you should just like focus on these three characters. That being said, turning it into something like that, like a Patreon reward, for example, is something we can actually make, put more effort into. Therefore, like actually having a document spreadsheet where we can actually keep track of your stuff. We can be like, hey, this month, when you were subscribed to the Patreon, you had a lower win rate on this character. We said to focus on these characters. We noticed that your win rate kept improving on these, whatever. We saw that your CS on average declined or whatever, so you should start focusing on this. We can actually like, keep track of it more, and it feels like it's worthwhile to for us to put effort into rather than like it be a one-on-one thing during a live show.
Yeah, because a one-on-one thing, we can't really go in depth too much without making the next 5 minutes just for the person sending it in. And then if we do that once, we're going to get 4,000 OPGG review requests of that length.
Yeah.
And that's not something that I think anyone is really interested in doing or listening to. So yeah, just please don't send any OPGGs because we're not going to be able to do them on the show anymore. And I guess that's like the unfun news. We're going to be doing a little bit of section maintenance, I think is a good way to describe it. We've sort of separated our sections into what we believe is core to the show that we should be doing every single week. And then everything else sort of fell into rotating. So it's not something we plan to do every single week. There might be weeks where we do a couple back-to-back of the rotating sections, but it would depend on, you know, what we want to talk about. If we have like things we want to talk about, we're going to do it in these sections, these rotating ones, but it's not going to be every single week. Should we like talk about them or
we go through them.
I just want to mention the one name,
the actual, like,
at the bare minimum, I want to mention that.
Yeah, you should definitely. I think we should just like quickly go through like ideas that we have, and like people can submit maybe more ideas that we can throw into like the rotation. Like it's more ideas that we can just use.
Yeah. So as a core, we're gonna keep the intro, talking about our weeks and that sort of thing. Mostly because that's something we enjoy doing. You know, we don't get to recently, at least we don't get to like talk as much. So it's a way for us to catch up and sort of just like hang out. We're gonna keep the news. We're gonna keep the reviews. We're going to add a new section, which is pretty much just a catch-all for, hey, I had this really fun, like, wacky, cool idea, and I want to run with it. And it's probably the best name that we've had.
Yeah.
It is Guaranteed Guffaws, and guffaws, another word for laugh. And Garen, obviously, being a League of Legends champion. Very proud of that one. I think we did a good job. Mm-hmm. We're going to continue talking about the LCS, and then we're going to move into the roundtable, followed up with the cheese pick, and then mail fight to round out the core of our show. And then in the rotating so far, we have a bi-weekly discussion, Metakaiser/Champion Spotlight, the Polybear, or the Cassiopolia. Cassiopolia is growing on me. I'll admit it.
It's so bad it's good, right?
Yeah, it's come full circle. Where we would do like a fun little poll section and we would set that up the week beforehand and have everyone answer. Possibly bringing back Meta Snapshot at certain points, a top number list. Veterans of the show will know that is something previous hosts have done in the past that has been quite wacky and led to some pretty fun moments. A tier list in sort of a similar manner, I think. It could be serious or something fun. We'll do pick'ems for either the LCS or Worlds. And then we'll do a section titled Who Would Win, which we sort of teased a little bit last week with with the
team mascots and
SKT versus what was the SKT one? Telly Bunky.
Bunky v. All.
Yeah, Bunky v. All. Bunky v. Panda. So we'll be doing a little bit more of those in the future. And then we have a list. Nice, I like this. We have a list of puns already, so I'm going to have to add those in. But if you have any ideas, like, I think probably put them in the Discord and make sure you just at one of us. I think that'd be better than sending in, like, an email or anything like that. Because no promises that I'll remember to read it and add it quickly enough. But
yeah, just the idea is that like between the three of us, we'll like come up with something, one or two things, depending on like how we're feeling for each week. I think honestly, doing a rotation to like guarantee having one of us have something is good. Then if any of us want to like add something else, then that's also fine. We'll just have like kind of free flow for those things. I feel like it's fun.
Yeah. We only have a couple sections that are pretty, like, I don't know, spot on. That we're not going to change. I think most of the core is like pretty set. But otherwise, like, we want to just do stuff that is interesting to us, and I think I think that's important. So that's kind of what we're doing with the show, what we plan to do with it. Not really league news, but certainly newsworthy and something to talk about. But if you want to give any feedback, like, feel free. You know, there's only three of us, and there's many more of you, and approaching this with a bunch of different brains and eyes would be a tremendous benefit, I think. Mm-hmm. So very cool. Let's move into the starries, the five starries.
I guess one more thing. We're planning on launching our new like format for the show on episode 401.
Oh,
like
true.
The start of season. Would that be the start of season 5 in theory? If we want to do every 100 episode. Yeah. In theory.
Yeah, I guess so. Season 5.
Yeah. Season 5 Premier League Cast, new format, very cool. So that would be on the 23rd of October will be the episode with
are we determining that every 100 episodes is a season?
I guess you just did.
Every 2 years is one season.
Yes.
We just did.
Well, because I think it's easy to like change stuff at like milestone episodes rather than...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, like, just, like, upcoming. I think we might have mentioned it. I can't remember if that was before we started or after recorded. We are relaunching the Patreon on November 1st. So have a look at that when it comes out. We'll probably talk about it the week before, meaning the 30th, about stuff changing and stuff like that. And I feel like I'm super excited. I feel like we're all pretty jazzed about how it's looking.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I think it's going to come along super nicely.
So. Yeah.
That's certainly exciting. Yeah, five stars. Can I read the first one?
Yeah.
This one is Informative Podcast by Used To. Was that it?
Mm-hmm.
Five stars.
It was used to listen to the show, but I...
Oh, I see. Used to listen to the show said, higher ELO host than almost all other podcasts. True. Thank you.
What's the name?
That was the whole thing.
Lala has a host who I think is Diamond... 3 maybe.
Oh shoot.
Right, he also was planned in last season, so that doesn't count.
let's get in the time chamber, buddy. We gotta get it back up to D1 so that we can flex other podcasts.
I think you have to be a rank for 2 years to have that rank count.
Ooh. So I'm basically Diamond 5 for the rest of my life then, right?
Well, I just think more the fact that, like, look at a season like this where fucking silver players were Diamond, you know what I mean? So like we had I shouldn't talk about that. Never mind. We'll talk about that later. Either way, I think some ELOs are inflated for certain people, and we'll see next season if they maintain themselves. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah. Next review is from Zoof Boof, and the title is "Wonderful Podcast for My Commute." I figured out how to leave a review. A great podcast full of helpful tips and entertaining topics. I really appreciate the long-form style of the show for my commute to work. With other podcasts, I usually run out on the way back home. Anyways, keep up the awesome work, and maybe I will see you on the Rift.
Poggers.
Thank you, Zoof Boof.
Send us our reviews. Like, we'll read them on the show. Right? Zoof Boof would be a great Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
What type of Pokemon would Zoof Boof be? I feel like it'd be like an electric.
No, it'd be normal something.
I was thinking normal something as well.
Okay.
I mean, it could be electric normal.
All right.
Is there an electric normal in the game?
Where's Chris when you need him?
Yeah, Chris?
That doesn't sound like a combination, right?
No. I'm going to send him a message and find out. I'll get back to you.
I don't know if that's just
going to be like,
Zoof
is already a Pokemon. What are you talking about?
Is there an electric / normal type Pokemon? Thank you.
I
started with
is.
Please respond. So
please respond. Oh, there's a bunch. Never mind. Nice looked.
Oh,
there's only two. Cool. Never mind. There's two out of like every Pokemon.
Oh, this will be a fun trivia game to see if Chris, previous host and future participant of something, can answer this question.
That's electric primary. I'm not sure if there's any normal primary with electric secondary, but there's only one Pokemon and like hasn't evolved. It's called Heliotile. I don't know. It looks like a fucking stupid Pokemon.
You could be describing many Pokemon.
True.
Toxic. Cool.
Hey, do you want to get the last one?
Yeah, I'll do the last one. Last one's from Guns Go Bang. He gives us 5 stars. It's titled Boys. Actually, it's more boys. But yeah. Hey guys, had to leave a review. Y'all are the best league podcast, and I listen to them all. Been having some trouble trying to get to gold. Was in placements 5 times, 1 win away, and I'm back at silver 110 LP. I'm hoping to get there by the end of the season. You guys help out a lot. Guns Go Bang here. Fiora Main, native of St. Louis, home of the 2019 Stanley Cup champions. Let's go Blues, and I hope y'all enjoy Worlds. I hope the Blues do well, just for you, buddy.
True. Or is he saying that they already won it previously?
They did win
this year.
Yeah.
They didn't?
They did win.
They did. Okay.
Yeah. Very cool. I'm just saying, I hope they continue to do well for him.
Gotcha.
That's the best feeling, is having like a home team do well.
I wouldn't know anything about that. Every team I cheer for becomes a cesspool of nothing.
Haven't you even had like a team win, like a team that's not like from your area win, but like a player is from like your hometown or something like that? And even if you don't fucking care about the sport, it's fucking cool to like see everyone get excited about it.
Oh, for sure. T-Pain's from Tallahassee. Tallahassee Payne.
Hell yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's just fun. Like, even if you don't really care about it, it's still cool to see other people get excited about stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Awesome. Cool. Thanks for the reviews. Let's do roundtable.
Hell yeah. Let's do a round table. Last week's roundtable question is, who's going to win Worlds and why? Shut up.
I mean, no, I'm sorry. I'm just excited for the end of this. I'm excited for that part.
Okay. Who's going to win Worlds and why? From our Facebook, Luke said, as much as I want NA team to win, I think Fnatic will take it home. They will get out of groups, and even if they are second seed, they will learn a lot from the meta from that group and finally have an edge to take down G2. I'll be happy for Reckless. I think a team coming from Group C has like a crazy good chance, though, just because like the fact that I would say 3 of the top 4 teams at the tournament are probably in that group. Maybe how about out of the top 6? There's definitely 3 out of the top 6 teams in the tournament in that group. Meaning, very likely the team that gets out with you, group 1 or 2, is probably the team you're going to meet in the finals.
Yeah.
So like you already are like kind of have good chances if you get out of that group.
Yeah, it's like your the group is the hardest part until the finals.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Jake said, meme answer, Mega Squadron, because cakes, bro. But seriously, with how G2 are playing, and based on their last international appearance, they have it on home soil. Yeah, I'm excited. Alex said, RNG, it's their time to shine. They're in a group of death. They'll make it out, and they win Worlds. It's a good bot lane meta at the moment, which is perfect for Uzi. I actually don't think it's a good bot lane meta for Uzi.
No, I definitely think it's top in mid lane.
I think bot lane's a good lane right now, but I feel like the problem is, I don't know. I'm no Uzi like aficionado, but I feel like he can't play like Syndra and Heimerdinger.
Yeah,
and
the mages.
Sona, Taric, you know that shit. Like, I feel like he can't play any of that. I feel like he can clap on any AD carry, which AD carry is a good, don't get me wrong, Zaya's fucked, Kai'Sa's fucked still, Ezreal's still crazy, Caitlyn's good. But I feel like he doesn't have the versatility that someone like Perks or even Reckless or maybe even Doublelift has. So we'll see. Ben said, to be honest, I'm going SKT or Fnatic. I think as long as they start off strong, both of these teams can coast to the finals. Yeah, I think everyone's like kind of on the same thing, where it's like some of these power groups just like bolt instant make it to the finals when they get out. So cool. From our Discord, David the Sej guy said SKT because SKT. Actual answer, someone from Europe for once. Real answer, not America, lol. Did you watch the first game today, or was that too early?
I mean I was at work for the whole thing, so
because the first game started at 7 and I like turned it on like to watch clutch. And then they lost to a wildcard team, and I was like,
Did they lose?
Yeah, they lost their first game.
Oh, they did. I did see the Reddit thread.
And then I turned it off.
But then they beat someone like
pretty
impressive, right?
They beat, I don't know who they beat. They beat someone. Who cares? They shouldn't lose any games, though. Yeah. Anyways, best mate AU said Mammoth for sure. As you guys said, imagine if the mascots duked it. Everyone would be crushed by massively munted Mammoth of Australia. Christ. Otherwise, Fnatic still rock my season 3 summoner icon. Hell yeah. And then I post every weekend to our Facebook page and then to our Discord. And in our Discord, someone He pulled us up. Let's call him out.
Let's name him.
I'm shaming him. Yeah, hold on. Let me scroll up enough. So everyone's having a nice discussion saying like, oh, this. And then someone said, the Patriots, they win every year. Brady has been looking pretty solid lately. And then in brackets, I've never watched a football game in my life. And then
Logan, that was
Senior Space Jam. And then okay. Logan goes, Tom Brady, vomit, like nauseated face, and then like a throwing up face. And then someone missing pinged him with our remote. And then the next 30 messages in our chat are all just like arguing over Tom Brady being good or not.
Okay. I'm gonna set it straight because I was one of the ones arguing. Tom Brady is the greatest football player who has ever existed. Period.
He's the greatest at kissing his son on the lips.
Yeah, true. That's why he's so good. He's still in his child's youth.
True. He's like a vampire. A mouth vampire.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was just funny. I like
that was fun.
Because I post, I have that channel muted because like it's I have to like get them every week so I don't read them as they come up sort of thing. So I post it, come back to it today, and I'm like, what the fuck happened to my section? So it's just funny.
Ooh. Chris has replied and said there's two. Helioptile and the evolution heliolisk.
He knows. Or he looked it up. He
did look it up, but I feel like he also knew.
Yeah, he's a Pokemon expert. Cool. Poggers.
Should we start calling Chris Professor Chris?
he has to be a tree or something.
Should we have a weekly section where we ask Chris Pokemon questions?
No, that's the worst idea you've
ever
had.
And wait for him to respond live? I think that's a great idea.
And you type really loudly on your keyboard to mess
up. And I type loudly every time.
Is there a type of tree that like starts with like Chris? Christmas tree.
Chrysanthemum? Professor Chris.
Christmas tree.
Perfect.
Okay, cool. this week's roundtable question is, what is one champion ability that you always call by a different name?
Ooh.
I was trying to think of this one. I thought of it.
The most commonly used is Boop Slam instead of Headbutt and Pulverize.
Yeah.
I feel like I just say Combo.
Yeah, you say Combo. But do you ever say Headbutt Pulv?
No.
Never. You say Boop Slam. You say Boop
Hold
slam.
On, guys. We're going to go for a Headbutt Pulv really quick.
No, like I would say Combo in two, you know?
Yeah, Combo in two. Come Shot in two.
Come Shot in two, yeah.
This is tough.
Lee, you'd just say kick, right? Lee has kick.
Kick, yeah.
That's tough.
I think there's Arrow. Just a lot of abilities. Like, in general, I think you don't typically call abilities by their name, but just by,
you'd
like...
You'd say, like, alt or
my alt. Q is up, my alt is up, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there an ability that you call by its name?
What is Janna's Q called? Because I think everybody calls it Tornado, right?
Howling Wind?
Howling...
Everyone calls it Tornado, right?
Gale. Yes, Tornado, yeah.
So I think Tornado and Boop Slam right now are my two submissions to this question.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess there's not a single ability in the game that you call by its name, now that I'm thinking about it.
It is called Howling Gale.
Yeah.
Any character with traps? You should call them traps.
Yeah, like, a lot of them are Trappa. Whatever Tornado's spin is called, right? Like, a lot of them you just shorten down to spin, but, like, is there any that you just, like, call, like, a different name?
Ooh, Chomp. You call Chomp. Yeah, like Cho'Gathol, you don't call it Shifty. He's like, I got Chomp. Or at least I say
that. I mean, any hook being Pull.
Yeah.
Pull, yeah.
I got Pull.
Mordekaiser's ult being Shadow Realm.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I guess
Orn's ult just being Orn.
That might be the best.
Why don't they just change the name of that ability?
Yeah.
True.
I feel like our listeners will come up with good ones, though.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, there's not an ability in the game that I go, wow, I'm really, like, charging up my Arcano Pulse.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry, guys. I have Essence Flux up.
Cool.
Skittles. Ooh, Skittles.
Skittles is a good one, yeah.
What the fuck is Karthus's Q even called?
Lay Waste. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That'd
all
be,
right,
like,
so
hard
yeah.
enough. That we should do that as, like, a team one night. You know, like, Quizlets and stuff like that, where, like, they have, like, name all the characters and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. That, but we have to name all their abilities.
Holy shit.
Do you think we could? Yeah. And see how much we could get.
I think between the three of us, we could definitely break like 95%.
Yeah,
I feel like that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. We should do that. Okay, maybe we'll do that for one of our random sections. Not every single champ, but like a handful.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. That'll be fun.
Yeah, so if you want to tell us what ability you call by a different name, you can hit us up on our Facebook page at LeagueCast, send us an email, bill@leaguecastpodcast.com, or come into our Discord and post in our Tom Brady section.
True. Thank you, Aiden. Let's jump into cheese pick.
Yeah, so this week I've brought a pick that I love playing on ARAM, and I'm just going to plop it right into Summoner's Rift. So this is Lethality Jinx, and I think probably going to work best in the mid lane. The reason this works is because your W, when you have 40% CDR, is like a 2.5 second cooldown. It's got a ridiculous base damage and ratio. It cakes, for sure.
It cakes, true.
It cakes. Sure. You can farm pretty safely with Jinx. If you're really only using Ws, you don't need a ton of mana. And, like, your ultimate's going to do a ton of damage, your W's going to do a ton of damage, and you're still good at taking towers with your Q. Like, you're still going to be good for objectives. You're going to do a lot of damage in teamfights, even if you don't build a lot of attack speed, because you get a lot for free between your passive and your Q. And I just think it's a really fun build. So, you're going to max W, then Q. You're gonna, you know, rush into those lethality items, and then you're probably gonna pick up like Essence Reaver towards the end, just to max out at 40% CDR, and then you basically have infinite mana at that point with the Essence Reaver. Yeah, so that's the pick. Let me know how it goes if any of you try it. Maybe I'll include that to the stream if I get to J. I don't think I'll get to J.
This week?
Yeah, this week.
That's the wrong section. Fuck. God damn it. Ooh. Pussy.
Anyway, that's the cheese pick.
Very cool cheese pick. Thank you.
Nice. So a little bit of LCS news. Poppy Smithy is casting Worlds, which is Pog.
That's super Pog, yeah. Actually.
What?
That's super Pog, actually.
Yeah, super Pog. Sorry, I didn't mean to say normal Pog.
Did you see... It's actually super Pog, bro. Did you listen to any of the casting this morning, though? With no. The two Australian casters,
they were really good. Super good, yeah.
Yeah, that was fucking good casting because it was like fun, but like it was also like super informative. Because I know like LCK casting is like super fun. It's kind of like when Scar and Toph cast Melee,
yeah,
where it's like super fun and I love it. Right, I love it more than any other casting, but they don't really talk about the game.
Yeah.
So it's not a good balance, I guess, for like event like this. But it was like kind of fun like that, but it was also super informative. Which I think nice. The problem with my problem with NA and EU casting, more EU than NA, is like it's so fucking everything's hype. Like, oh, this team's coming back from this huge, like everything's so serious and it's mm-hmm. whole narrative shit, like garbage. So I felt like it like kind of avoided that, which was sick. So I'm glad that the casters are good.
Yeah, that's always good. And then we had some NALCS teams get I guess the final team roster got announced for spring, right? For next
I'm
year?
So excited. I'm so fucking excited.
So all the usual teams, except we have Evil Geniuses, Dignitas, and Immortals returning. Do we know what spot they're taking? Clutch is being taken over by Dignitas.
Yeah. That was just like a merger thing, kind of.
Yeah,
thing.
Or like a buyout or whatever.
Yeah. Immortals is taking fuck, why can't I think of their name? Why, oh my god, I'm blanking. Holy shit.
Echo Fox.
No, Echo Fox has been taken by EG.
Okay.
What's the why can't I think of the name? NALCS teams. LCS teams. I literally can't think of the name.
Optic,
thank you. Okay. Yeah. Hell yeah. Nice. Yeah, so like, I think Optic Immortals is like, they have the name Immortals, but I know they're keeping Optic for certain leagues. Like, for example, like their COD league and stuff like that, they're keeping Optic, which makes more sense, like brand value wise. Yeah. But for like League and Overwatch and stuff like that, they have Immortals.
That's cool.
So I think that's smart. I'm so excited that EG's back, though, dude.
Yeah. You think
EG's a good fucking brand? Yeah. They fucking trashed that brand, dude. That was like the top brand in the world, like esports brand in the world for so long.
True. I mean, it still is in so many other games. Like, they're still huge in Dota.
Yeah, well, it's like they were the biggest team in Dota, right? Because won. Did they win twice or just once the international? Are they the team that won twice or who won twice?
I don't One know. Team if won. I don't know if they. That was OG.
Okay.
Dude, can I like tangent real quick? The story of OG is fucking wild. One of their players just like left to play in Australia for 6 months where he only played normal games with his friends. And then came back with like very minimal practice and they just fucking clapped everyone.
That's really cool though. Yeah. Gotta go play with the bros.
He's just, I'm gonna take 6 months off, play with the homies, come back, win another championship.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was just saying, like, EG is such a fucking good org though, and they have like a great history in like League also. Being EU for like years and then being NA for years too, like super cool. There's rumors that Alex Garfield is coming back.
I don't know who that is.
He's like the I'm not sure if he's the creator or he was like the GM for like the team, like when he made it into what it was, right? He made EG into EG, right? Then I believe the history is that Twitch bought EG. I believe so. Twitch acquires Evil Genius' agency, Good Game. And then, like, they dissolved, I believe, EG, and then, like, gave ownership to the players of the org. So they just, like, trashed it. And I know, like, Alex Garfield, because, like, he grew EG from, like, the ground up, right? Into, like, fucking probably one of the biggest esports brands. He had to sign a non-compete when he sold it to Twitch, I believe. This is all going off just like history. So like I think that was like I'm assuming like everyone's speculating, obviously like it's, you can't talk about it. But everyone's speculating it was a 5-year thing, which it would be 5 years like this year.
Oh.
So
that makes sense.
Alex Garfield coming back to EG to fucking grow it again, dude. That'd be super hype. That'd be
pretty sick, yeah. Pretty poggers. Super pog, if you
Hopefully
will.
Hopefully I got all that right. Cause I remember like listening to a podcast about that like years ago.
Well, hey, that's okay. I'm sure we'll be told if we're wrong.
Yeah.
So, nice. And then, Worlds is happening, as you probably can already have picked up on, as you probably already have picked up on. I don't think we should really talk about it until next week, because plans will be done by then, right? And we could just do, like, a wrap-up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll talk about them next week, but pretty exciting. I watched all the highlights from today. It was like a half hour video or something that thank God someone put together.
Nick, where's our fucking world song?
Do you want to tell your joke? Hang on. Aiden, what happened to the world song? Where's it at?
What did I message you this morning? So I think I saw this. It wasn't like a high rated comment, but it was I messaged Nick like at 11 o'clock this morning. I'm like, my new favorite meme is that Riot hasn't released the world song because it's on Jesus is King, which is Kanye's new album that keeps getting delayed.
That was supposed to come out last Friday, then Sunday. Now, tentatively, maybe also might be canceled.
The timeline is impeccable, though, dude. How funny that? What world would we be in where that's actually the situation, where the new League of Legends World Championship song is like a song on Kanye's new album, and it's being pushed because Kanye's a crazy person and Riot is being held hostage on it.
That would be hilarious.
Oh fuck, dude. That'd be so funny.
That'd be great, yeah. I wish that were the case. I would die.
Do you think there's any possibility that there isn't a world song?
No, absolutely not.
I think if we don't like zero, today or tomorrow, it's gonna wait until plans are done and then they'll use it before groups to stir up more hype.
I think 0% chance,
because I saw like all the timelines, people comparing timelines every year for like world song release. The earliest it was ever released was 9 days, or I think it was 9 or 12 days before plans started. That was like 2014, I believe, and the shortest time to play in since it's ever been released was the day before. It's never been released after play in started.
I mean, I imagine we'll get it probably sometime this week.
Yeah,
I think there's zero chance
that, right, especially with like how much last year's song, like, popped off in terms of, like, you know how much money they made from that? Between the actual song itself and all of the accompanying merch, like, there's no a difference. Way.
That's just like a performance song. That was like a World Finals song, KDA. The World Championship song last year was Rise.
Yeah, it was Rise.
Still, that was, oh yeah, yeah, I remember that.
It was still really good, but like,
yeah.
Yeah, I think everyone's like, that's what my only thing is. I think there's a world where there isn't a world song, like Rise or Warriors or Worlds Collide or whatever, but they'll just do another like performance thing with maybe multiple songs.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that's a possibility. Seems
weird. It just seems weird that like for season 9 they would stop doing it, even though they've done it for the past 6 now.
Yeah, but I guess the idea is that they realize that these fictional bands, like, they'll definitely do that again, almost certainly. I think there's like huge rumors about them redoing that again. I think they could just make multiple songs though, instead of doing a world song and then a performance song.
Yeah. I mean, I could see it being a world song like performed by KDA or something like that.
Yeah.
But I definitely think there will be a song that is associated with Worlds.
We'll see. I'm interested either way. I'm always interested in what Riot does, because like, I mean, they've always done a really good job with like this stuff, but it's just interesting.
Hell yeah. Nice. That's pretty much it for the LCS. So let's talk about Malphite. The first email is from Scott, and he's the subject is looking for group. Hi guys, I'm Grillby. I've been playing since season 3, and I've always thought League is the most fun when playing with a team of 5 people, all on comms and tryharding. Back in the days of ranked fives were some of my favorite memories in the game, and I was pretty bummed out when they removed it. I know they're trying the Clash thing, but over in the UK, they haven't really done much with it. I have no idea why there isn't a looking for group section on the client. I think you could make it really good with including the honor system into it as well, such as more honor means better teammates and more people that would want to play with you. I think it's a small function that would add so much more to the game. After all, it is a 5v5 team game. What are your thoughts on this? Love the podcast, by the way. Only just found you, but it's great to listen to whilst I'm at work. And that is Scott. Yeah, I think you can probably find like third party ways to do it, or Discord or something like that.
Reddit, Discord, even the League of Legends forums themselves. Mm-hmm.
But there should be a way to do it in client.
Yeah. Also, just like if you are looking to get that nice competitive feel, there are a ton of zero cost entry tournaments that are out there. Depending on your rank, I don't know where you're at, you might not win any, but I think it's still enjoyable to try. Especially because a lot of them do have like ranked entries where it's just like, hey, gold or lower, like plat or lower, and they'll bracket it out like that so you can be more competitive. But you know, if you're just looking for the actual play experience and don't care about winning or not, which I feel like a lot of people feel that way because it's like $5 prize pools. There's tons of tournaments out there. Like, spend 2 minutes looking it up and you'll find one.
All right. Thank you, Scott. I'm going to read the next one too. There's a reason. Taxo sent us an email and he said, on your last episode, there was no hint of normal fun banter between regions, but just pure hatred with no foundation. Pretending the cesspool of Reddit and all its problems are 100% EU things is completely disingenuous. G2 doesn't even have the biggest fan base in EU, so why would every EU player be mad if they're not if they're not on top of the top 20 list? And how is this any different from how TSM fans usually behave? Just imagine TSM winning MSI and then tell me again that only Europeans would act like this. Bandwagoning and constant complaining about team rankings, time zones, top 20 lists, and generally everything Riot does is a Reddit problem, not an EU problem. You can hate on bandwagoners without calling out every EU fan as a moron and pretending NA fans are actually all smart and reasonable people. Regards, Taxo. P.S. I hope my English is passable enough to make my point clear. It's my third language, so I'm not very fluent in it. So I responded to him real quick. Our tone, but I realize that this is probably not a single issue, I guess. Like, it's probably not just him. We definitely meant that as jokes. Like, yeah. We don't hate EU. Like, yeah. G2 is the most entertaining team in the world to watch. We all hope they do well. But it is very fun to always, like, say things to rile up fans of these big teams.
Yeah.
Like, I never hope, like, TSM does poorly. I just like shitting on TSM because their fans are, like, it's funny to watch them get riled up. You know, for the same reason we talk about Avatar being a kid's show. It's not because we actually think it's a kid's show. It's because it's fun to see the responses. But, yeah, so, like, definitely was not the intention to come across as, like, harsh and pointed as I suppose it did. I think we all are sort of, like, NA1, EU1.5/2.
Yeah.
In our things to root for. But
I mean, like, even like so. Even like earlier, like on the episode, right? Like, I was like, oh man, I'm excited for to see how G2 does.
Yeah.
It's not like I hate G2. No, it's just like, it's fucking hilarious, like, just going at, like, people who are so, I guess, G2 centric, right? Because there is a bias for, like, G2 right now. I agree, it's not every single fan, obviously. Like, I mean, I'm not, I think it'd be crazy if you actually believe that, but there definitely is that to an extent, and I think it's just fun to, like, I guess, poke fun at, in a way.
And not that they haven't earned it. They've certainly earned it this year.
Yeah.
Like, so far, but...
Yeah, it's just, like, what's a great example? Well, because there is, like, a bias right now. And don't get me wrong, I think NA is, like, shit. I think there's lots of weird, right? Like, bias things that don't work both ways. My number one thing is the fact that a lot of people, being Reddit has, like, their ranking, ESPN has their ranking... a bunch of content creators have the rankings, whatever, right? Most of those have IG above TL, and most of those have G2 above SKT, right? And those two don't make sense in the fact that, like, just compare, like, hear me out on this. So TL beat IG at MSI, G2 beat SKT at MSI, and then G2 beat TL at MSI. So G2 beating SKT means they're better than SKT, but TL beating IG at MSI means they're not better than IG, because you're giving the benefit of the doubt, right? But you're not giving SKT the benefit. Is it like weird things like that where it's there is definitely a large bias? And don't get me wrong, I think fucking G2 is gonna do super well. I think G2, I think it'd be fucking hilarious. I still, once again, still think it's fucking hilarious. I think if they burned in groups, it'd be so fucking funny.
But yeah, but in the same way that, like, if Team Liquid goes, like, gets fourth place in the group, that would be hilarious.
Yeah, exactly. I think it'd be fucking hilarious, but I also, like, realistically, if I'm a betting man, I think G2 is a shoe-in for at least semis based on bracket, if not, like, shitty bracket, finals.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
I think it depends on who they play from Group C, if they play someone from Group C. Mm-hmm.
And I think, honestly, we'd be having the same conversation, like, if TSM was, like, ridiculous this year, like, we'd all be like, you know, I kind of want TSM to win. Wouldn't it be hilarious if they went 0-8 in groups?
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Like,
absolutely.
This is just because this is the most dominant Western team to ever come out into Worlds. Like, where, like, we're pointing out how funny it would be if they crashed and burned, while all being, I think, supportive of, like, hey, we like G2. We want to see them do well. But wouldn't it be hilarious if the people who are, like, really, really behind them just didn't get what they wanted at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Apologies for our rhetoric.
Yeah.
Your English is, I mentioned this in the email, better than mine, I think. So mine. Super well done. Thank you, Tax. I appreciate the email. All right. Now you can read, Colton.
Are you sure?
Read the next two. How about that?
Next email is from Speedy Spikes. After listening to the Zig's 20k game mode and how it could work, I think there's an easy solution. Add incentives every 5k that help your team. If the theme is that Zig's is building a nuclear bomb that will wipe out the enemy, maybe there are smaller steps along the way. Such as at 5k, your team's Zig's starts launching alts across the map every 15 seconds. 10k, the alts do increased damage and launch every 5 seconds. 15k, the alts have a slow for enemies and a small heal for your allies. 20k, GG. With this, there's a better justification for sacrificing your own gold in favor of completing the main objective and helping in teamfights. Again, this is a game mode that Riot will never make, but a guy can dream, can't he? Happy start of October, Scratch, Worlds, Speedy Spikes. P.S. LeagueCast team didn't tell me this, but if you've never donated, you should, especially since they've been pumping out two-hour-plus episodes. This podcast is way better than a Starbucks, a month of Netflix, or a haircut.
Okay, maybe not the last one. Don't lose your job by having homeless hair.
I like that idea. I think that's a little bit tuned up, because I think that the idea of having that counterplay between like playing standard and funneling gold into the Ziggs is a really like a fun little micro interaction. But like, if the Ziggs got stronger and started doing things as you funneled him gold, I think that would be really fun as well. Like, I like the idea of him throwing out ults, but I think definitely like every 15 to every 5 seconds is a little strong.
Yeah, I mean, 5 seconds is probably too strong. I think 15 seconds targeting like different members every 15 seconds would be good, because then you only have to dodge one every like minute and a half, which wouldn't be too bad. But yeah, I like that. Thank you. Speedy Spikes.
Yeah, next email is from
Daner Duftings. I realized
Daner Duftings.
Yeah, I realized that I kind of removed all the spaces.
Yeah, I still remember the first time I listened to you guys while I was at my slave job working for UPS in the warehouse. At first, I was like, wow, these dudes are fucking nerds and they're so awkward. But quickly, I realized you guys were everything that is good about League, and the way you guys awkwardly flame each other is exactly how friends should be. This is over 3 years ago, and honestly, listening to you guys and some JBP and JRE?
So JRE is the Joe Rogan Experience. JBP, I don't know, is some other podcast.
Gotcha. Literally have saved my life, because I hated pretty much everything in my life but League, and you guys made work so much more fun. I've been through 3 girlfriends, and I've moved from the United States to Sweden, to Germany, and back again. Wow. And one of the only constants I've had was listening to you guys. My life has completely changed since those dark days, and now I'm living the dream. He gives us his Instagram for some fire content.
Oh, you're not going to read it out? Get fucked.
Should I? I mean, I don't know.
You can read it out. No one's going to be able to spell that, so.
At Daner Duff Dingus.
Good luck on Instagram. That one.
But I still always look forward to your guys' content and friendly banter with each other. And honestly, Essence Reaver wasn't terrible, but they just didn't have the chemistry you guys have. I honestly hope you guys, I really hope you guys keep going as long as possible. I love hearing about your weeks, and the small inside jokes you make always make my day, especially when I catch a reference to other older episodes. Now when I listen to you guys, I'm like, these are my fucking nerds, and I love them. Thanks for everything, Bolton, Mick, and Adrian. Sorry, thanks for everything, Bolton, Mick, and Adrian. My relationship with you guys has outlasted 3 girlfriends, 3 countries, and 4 job changes. And thanks to you guys, I've gone from a Silver 3 scrub who thought he was good to a Plat 3 EU West player who was garbage and hard stuck Gold 4 here in NA with a negative win rate despite playing, getting Plat 3 with a nearly 60% win rate, which confirms NA is actually superior.
In contrast to our last email.
Yeah. Much love from your local Seattle/Berlin/Vitlanda listener, Daner Duff. And P.S. Sorry, I'm kind of ranting. I'm just on my lunch break at work, and I've been meaning to send an email to you guys for the last 2 years. You don't have to read all this. I just wanted to finally message you guys. And then he gives us his accounts on EU West. Well, he's got several, and some NA accounts, too.
He's got very good names. Right. NA accounts? Johnny Drambus.
Yeah. And Pinkheart. Then EU, the Dangus.
The Dangus. I like Johnny Drambus.
I like Johnny Drambus, too. It reminds me of Joey Guz.
Yeah, Joey Guz. Well, thanks for the very kind words. It means a lot. It's sort of like one of the reasons I think we keep doing the show.
Yeah.
So we've been getting a lot of like very, very positive, happy reviews recently, or like feedback, I suppose. So I'm super happy. Next email is from Diana, and she says, "Hey guys, first off, just want to say I love the podcast. Been listening since February, and I look forward to the 2+ hour episodes as I help my day at work go by faster. Don't let people bully you back down to 1 hour. Ooh. If you absolutely need to cut it down, you could always do a second episode just reading off emails, record the same day, but upload it another day. Anyway, to the point of my email, I'm not sure if you guys covered this when it was announced, but a new game called Hytale is in production, and Riot Games is supporting them. Not sure if it's money-wise or dev-wise or both, but when I saw that, I thought that it was pretty cool. If you haven't heard of it, the small company is based off of the massive Minecraft server called Hypixel. It's basically a Minecraft copycat, but visually looks way better and has more of an MMORPG feel to it. Thoughts on this? Do you think Riot will help promote this game when it goes live? Or do you think they'll just stay in the background? I'll provide some links to the trailer / website, etc. for you guys to check out. I would really recommend watching the whole trailer when you get the chance. Diana. And this is a link to Hytale. I looked it up. Doesn't really seem like the game for me. I definitely would have. I would have loved this as a kid, or like a little bit younger. But I think it's like it's gonna be super exciting for this to come out. I'll probably like get my sister to play it. Honestly,
yeah,
I think she'll enjoy that.
So yeah, this is the first time hearing of this. So I don't imagine that League of Legends or like Riot as a company is gonna do a ton of promotion for it.
It's also still in like closed beta, I think. So
yeah, I feel like I would have heard about it by now if they were planning on doing a lot for it though.
I think we'll hear something once we get a release, but that's gonna be super cool. So hopefully they do promote it. I think not promoting it would be a little
yeah.
Yeah, and as to, like, the very beginning of your email, I don't think we were by any means bullied into cutting down length of the show. Again, we're totally fine with kind of hitting that, like, 2-hour mark if there's the content there. It's just, yeah, when we get to, like, that over 2.5 hours, or, like, if we're an hour in, it's like, well, we've talked about everything that happened, right? Like, artificially adding that length is, I don't think, good for the show, so.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the email, and we're going to move on to the next one. This one is from Adam, a.k.a. Forge. Greetings, LeagueCast gents. It's Forge here, and I've been listening for a few months now and absolutely love the content. Please keep it coming. I'm emailing because I'm actually quite new to League. This past March is when I started, and I've started thinking about actually trying to climb in rank. A while back, I played some very typical low elo placements in solo queue, chock full of AFKs in 7 or 8 of the matches. Or sorry, in 7 of the 8 matches. Thus, I was placed Bronze 4. Although I was honestly higher than I expected to be placed being so new. I stopped playing ranked after that for a solid few months and just practiced with friends in normal draft. Recently, I came back to ranked, and within a few wins, I was promoted to Silver 4, and decided to try and take it a bit more seriously. I guess my question for you would be, is what should I be looking to do as a jungler in the low elo? Because even though I feel I have a good enemy jungle tracking, pretty decent warning plays and calls, I feel like my team just flat out doesn't pay attention to 90% of it. Because of this, I find myself personally doing all right in most games, but many seem to be losses to other players. And I'm not sure how to help, especially when 2 or more lanes are freakishly hard feeding. Let me know what you guys think. Here's my op.gg, and thanks again for the great podcast. Sincerely, Adam, a.k.a. Forge. So I think if you jump back to the episode we talked about AP Malphite, I think that's a really good solo queue pick, and I think it's a really, really good low elo solo queue pick where you can just pop off and delete 1-2 characters every time your ult is up, which if your lanes are going to feed, it's just like, okay, well, their AD carry might be 10-0, but I'm only a 3-0 Malphite, and I can still 100-0 them. So anything that you can kind of solo carry with like that, I'd recommend, especially in low elo. avoid the like control tank junglers such as the Zax and the Nunus. You know, pick something that you can actually kind of pop off and take the game into your own hands with. Aside from that, I, for any jungler, would always recommend skill capped videos on pathing, routes, gank timing, all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of good content there. And they constantly are making more. But other than that, Nick, Aiden, you guys have any recommendations for a boy Forge?
I mean, honestly, I think AP Malphite's probably the best way to go. You still kind of have that teamfight presence, but you also have, I mean, you're an assassin, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah, I think like, well, you're like at least getting more of a firm grasp on jungle itself, playing like the easier junglers like Warwick, Xin Zhao, stuff like that, just to continue to understand your role fundamentally first is important. I think Malphite's a great job of that. You just farm and then you can just gank. I just think like, yeah, learn the fundamentals first and then you'll start climbing.
Thank you, Adam.
I think I should read this one.
You want to read this one?
Yeah. This one is from Kidale or Kidali. Not sure if I sent this to the right place. Colton sounds like a llama. I like it.
That's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing.
What you don't know is that Colton is actually a llama in a trench coat. So.
Yeah. When I stream, that's a whole production effort. So I am indeed a llama. Thanks for the email.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know how to respond to that.
I mean, how do you think a llama would respond? That's the real question. Can you make your best llama noise?
No, but I can quote some Emperor's New Groove for you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Cusco line?
No touchy.
That's a good line.
That's a pretty good one. Bring it on.
Booyah.
Falling off the waterfall.
That's really good.
Thank you.
So,
next email is from Nathan, who says, just ended up with this lane in a normal into. Oh, this is regarding Pantheon Taric bot lane, which I very much want to play. Just ended up with this lane in a normal into Xerath Kai'Sa. We misplayed it early, but it still felt pretty brutal. We ended up coming back and basically killed them at will. Pantheon jumps in and stuns. Taric chain stuns. Then you essentially have two invulnerabilities with Pantheon Shield and Taric ult. Nathan.
That's nutty.
That sounds pretty fucking wild, and I very much would like to play this.
Yes, so. I want it.
We'll play it, Colton. I want to be. I mean, I'll be either, but I think I'm a better Taric.
I think you're probably the better Taric, yeah.
So, we'll do that. Let's do that. We'll do that soon. We'll do that soon. Maybe we'll stream it. Thank you, Nathan.
Next email is from Sleeper OP, but the E's are threes. What a gamer move. Hey, guys. Sleeper OP, formerly Legolas, or Legiolas? There's an extra letter in there. I wanted to know what you guys thought of this infographic for Mobalytics. I wanted to know if you guys agreed with this. Only curious because I always have issues sticking to a role, and based on this, I should play top and bot. One more question. Is being a TSM fan... go ahead and hate me, Nicklol. I'm curious if you guys think Bjergsen will stay or try his luck on another team. I think he'll stay, but maybe that is just something I hope happens. Thank you guys for putting out great content. I have went from bronze 5 to gold 3 learning from your podcast each week. And he posts a link to that infographic. We'll put that in our Discord as well. So I'm going to just start with that question. Do I think Bjergsen will stay with TSM? I think at this point, yes. I think there's no point in Bjergsen leaving TSM at this point in his career. Like, if it was like 2 or 3 seasons in and he hadn't gotten the titles that he was looking for, I could definitely see it. But like, he's been on TSM now for what, 5, 6 years?
A very long time, yeah.
Like, I don't see Faker ever leaving SKT. I don't see Bjergsen ever leaving TSM.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think it'd be kind of foolish. I don't think there's another team that needs a mid laner that would be able to compete for titles like TSM should be able to, at least. I think they just need to like change whatever mindset they have regarding junglers, because clearly it's not been working for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I think Bjergsen and TSM are pretty synonymous at this point, and I'd be very surprised if they let him go. I think you pay him as much as he wants.
Just based on, like, I don't watch TSM Legends or whatever their series is called, but I, like, saw people linking the end of it, and it was like, do you think this means he's going to leave? And it was, like, him in, like, a dark room sitting at the chair, and it was, like, obviously him contemplating whether he's going to stay. You don't put that in the show if he's not staying.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, I mean,
that's the arc. There's only one way that arc goes, where it'll be included in the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And regarding the infographic that he sent in, it's sort of just like explaining, if you like to learn about champion knowledge, they recommend playing the jungle. If you don't like last hitting, play the jungle. If you like to watch the minimap, play the jungle, like stuff like that. And you can find out sort of as a new player which role might be best for you based on things that you like.
Yeah, so I think like some of the other really good ones are like, if you want to get your role every time, play support, don't play mid. If you want to be like unkillable, play top lane, like those kind of things.
Yeah.
It's like you can choose your role based around how you want to play the game, and I think that's really interesting. I think that you can probably do any of those things in any role and be fine, with like the exception of if you don't like last hitting, play jungle or support. Like, yeah those roles don't last hit. Mm-hmm. But like anything else, you know, things like, you know, watching the minimap, wandering alone, knowing matchup knowledge, like, you can apply those heavily to anything, but I do think it's a good point to start. And actually brings me to something I was thinking about earlier today. I was talking to a coworker about League, and like, you guys remember when we learned the game, and just in general, like, MOBAs have a huge learning curve.
Absolutely.
Like a really steep learning curve. When we learned to play the game, there were like 40 characters. Kids that learn the game today have to, like, 150. Like, I never thought about that. But, like, people who walk into the game now, it's like three times harder to learn the fucking game, because there's just so many more characters.
I mean, like, honestly, there were 200... Let's say a passive and four abilities, right? At the very bare minimum that you had to learn when we started, 200 things. 500 mm-hmm. times 150? 750? Is that right? And that's not even counting transforming champions or champions that like Kane, mm-hmm. stuff like that. It's well over that. Not to mention items, skill builds, like skill order, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, this is a very difficult game to pick up if you've never played a MOBA before. But
yeah, so I was just thinking about that. Like, damn, they have it even harder.
Yeah. I mean, the best way to approach that, I think, is just like pick characters that look cool as fuck, and everything else will come to you if you play the game.
Hell yeah, I'm going to pick Annie every game.
I remember being hyped to play Rammus because all of his stats were, like, super filled
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, the fucking stats bar that used to be in... Oh,
yeah, it was like, oh my god, he's got health, armor, and damage? Holy shit, dude, this is a perfect character. But...
And he was.
He was. He is. Let's not say it was, is.
Yeah, he's... Rammus is perfect, and don't you dare say otherwise.
But that'll do it for this episode of LeagueCast. Remember, next week is our World's Pick'ems, so that's something to look forward to. And the week after that is our very special 400th episode, which we have a little family feud fun mm-hmm. planned for.
What's
we announced
the week
that
after
already,
that?
Right? And just like spoil it. Okay, cool. What's up, Colton?
What's the week after that, Nick?
The week after that is a new show layout season 5 Poggers. We should just match the league seasons, honestly.
Let's just do so. Episode 401, season 5. Episode 402, season 6. We'll catch up real quick.
Yeah,
that, or we could say every 50 episodes is a season, and then we'd be into season 9 right now.
Yeah.
Because that'd be one, like, 50 episodes is roughly a year.
Or 401 is season 5, 402 is season 9, and then we just start season 10 at the start of the new one.
True, we just take it off.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, 10 years from now, when League of Legends is still alive, LeagueCast fans will go through the archives and wonder what happened to the lost seasons 6-3.
And they'll be on a search for it. They'll be searching, like, the ocean floors. Joke's on.
No, no, we'll have discovered everything on planet Earth by then. They'll be searching on Mars.
True. That'll do it for this episode. Once again, follow us on Twitter at LeagueCast and at LeagueCastFrost. On Facebook, we are LeagueCast. You can come talk to us on TeamSpeak, ts.leaguecastpodcast.com, or on Discord, which you can find on our website or by sending us an email. Our website is leaguecastpodcast.com. Our email address is mail@leaguecastpodcast.com. Twitch.tv/bluebasket and /kinglaurdot are where we stream. Also, occasionally in Discord, if Aiden's feeling up to it. Patreon.com/leaguecast is where you can support us financially. And once again, we'll be doing that. We'll be starting that about a month.
Revamp overhaul in about a month.
Yeah. Yeah, a month from now. 30 days? 30 days. So that'll be pretty exciting. And that's it. We made it. Thanks for listening. Yeah. We'll see you next week for $3.99.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.